Case is number 12,060, Troy Jr. and Marsha K. Harden, seeking variances from the rear and side yard setbacks, sections 115-25, 115-181, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Wilson Avenue, approximately 435 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38807 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 153. We received zero letters of support, zero in opposition, and three mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking 8-foot and 5-foot variances from the 10-foot side yard setback, a 6-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback, and a 3-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Troy Harden, Jr., 388-07 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 9975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mrs. Walls, no letters?
No letters. Since
I have some. She said I could bring them with me rather than drive up.
Yep, you can.
And just to note that this is Cape Windsor community, and that the county setbacks for Cape Windsor are 5 feet in the front, 10-foot side, and 20-foot rear.
We're trying to build a new home, so we can accommodate our grandkids and everything. We presently have basically a double wide on this lot because it used to be a trailer park, and the community is now 2-3-story buildings all around. We're going to try to build a 2-story. The lots are basically 50 foot wide. They claim to be 90 feet, but at the road end, there's 5 foot of utility that you don't own. So our lot's 85 feet, 7 inches. And we'll see where the home we're planning on building is. We've already shrunk it down, and we're trying to get a master suite on the first floor because we're not getting any younger. And I got to have a garage. So the rooms are getting smaller. So what we're asking for is the surveyor showed a full foot, but from the builder I'm talking to, I need 8 inches to put a deck on the, would be the rear, toward the water. The house actually is going to be 63.3 on the left side, which is like 17 feet from the bulkhead, but to get an 8-foot deck in there, I need to come out into that 15 foot. What I understood was, even though it's 20, it's acceptable. The association told me a 15 foot from the water and a 5 foot from one side. And basically, the house is going to be the 5 foot on the one side, and it'll be 14.4. Yeah. The deck part, not the house, on the water side. The lots are very unique because it was a trailer park designed. It's a great location. Let's see what other things. They really can't develop it too much without going up by, and you got to maintain parking on the one side. So by the design we have, we'll be able to put cars in the garage and handle at least 4 more cars, and 1 in front of the garage and 3 on this side. Let's see. The neighborhood's changing terrifically. If anybody's familiar with Cape Windsor, I mean, we're the ones that stand out with the double wide there. It's not going to alter the character of the neighborhood. Both my neighbors on either side and my neighbor on the other side gave me letters about it. I ran around the neighborhood and took pictures of other people that are within closer than I'm asking. Several of them are new. Some of them show the back, because I talked to somebody at the office here. I said, well, if I can't get it toward the water, maybe I could get 8 inches toward the street. There's a ton of people that are more than the variance on the back by the street. Some of them are right on their property line, which only leaves 5 feet for the utilities. So I don't know if I answered all the questions on this thing or not. You probably
will. We'll see. Yeah,
on the survey, that if you saw that, the surveyor put the showed the associations, that red thing is what the association is supposed to. They had it back 5 feet too far on the front. But other than that, that's all I got.
All right. We'll start. Ms. McGee, we'll start with you. Do you have any questions at this time?
I don't have any questions. We're familiar with that development, so.
Ready? Thank you. Mayor?
I'm very familiar with the development, too. I just have one question. 5 feet from the north property line, 13 feet from the south, is that to provide off-street parking instead of centering on the lot?
Yeah, that you'd be able to put the car in front of the garage and then two or three cars back. You got quite a...
Yeah, it looks like...
I can put two there now, and I got a...
So the 13,
I have a shed there, so
the
I mean,
13 feet allows you to park cars on the side
street.
Of the
yes.
house on off-street.
Oh, yes. So the car's about 7 feet.
Okay, that's thank you.
And I think it was 17 feet long, average car, 17 mm-hmm. feet long and 7 feet wide.
And Andrew Moon. Mr. Warbins.
And that's my question, too. Is it a two-story home? Did you say
it's going to be two-story.
Two-story. Right. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. the... According to the survey, your building restriction line shows closer than the seven. You're showing your proposed dwelling 17 feet and the setback's 20, and then they show the 15 foot building restriction line. So should we assume that the property line, even though there's a bulkhead there, the property line goes into the lagoon?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. So how are you managing 15?
The HOA has different setbacks
oh,
than the county
that's
regulations.
The HOA's. Okay.
The county's is 20,
line.
The HOA is 15.
Okay.
So he's actually in compliance with the HOA,
yeah,
but not the county.
Yeah, I know Swan Keys, they go into the water.
Okay. And I heard you mention a red line, but we didn't have the benefit of that.
Well, you can look at mine.
No, that's fine. That's fine. another question I have a little bit of knowledge about heating and air conditioning, and I noticed that you are planning to or propose the HVAC unit to be 3 feet from the house, and that's typically
that's
are you allowing yourself enough? Is this done by a contractor?
Well, I just put down I had my builder put down what he thought he needed, and that's what he told me.
Okay.
And
is there any
I
reason?
Think I went back into I looked at some of these and listened to a few of the hearings, and when they asked for the HVAC, they asked I can't remember. So I asked for that, I think, in here someplace.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it was.
It is included.
I think it was more than 3 feet for the that they were requesting, but he told me 3 feet would be fine. But if you.
Well, typically the unit is 32 to 36 inches, and you need to leave 10. So that's going to put you much closer. However, is there any other place that you could put that HVAC unit? Obviously on the other side, it's going to take away from your parking.
Right.
The back's going to take away from your aesthetics in the rear, and you can't park if you put it out front, correct?
Right.
I would suggest.
Pretty much, and that's pretty much standard on all of them over there.
And I would suggest you ask for a 4 foot variance.
4 foot?
Mm-hmm. And that way, if you don't need it, you're okay.
Okay.
Well, in that case, it'd be a 9-foot variance.
Nine-foot, I'm sorry. 9-foot variance, not a 4-foot.
Oh, okay.
Be better to have it than...
Can you add that here, or do I have to do
we
it again?
We can do... No, we can...
We do it here.
If that's what you want to ask, we can do that now.
Yeah, please add okay. that exception.
I'd hate to see you have to come back for another variance.
Me too.
Yeah.
No.
That's a very good point, Mr.
Yep.
Mills.
Makes sense. Okay.
Is there any, there's issues with parking in that neighborhood, correct?
Oh, definitely issues. I mean.
And do you have any flooding problems in on that property?
We have flooded in Sandy, not in the house, but okay. in the garage.
That's a reason you're trying.
We have a block and a half that came up.
So you're trying to get the house up a little bit now
I'm
because of that?
The iron it is.
Okay. And then, where you mentioned there was previously a double wide on the property, and it sounds like a shed. Where in relation to the property lines were those? Did they were they closer?
You can see it in that right there.
Okay, so it
see
looks
the house. Well, my deck toward the water is 13 feet from the end from the deck to the bulkhead right now. If you right in there, and my shed is 5 feet from the left side.
In the south.
Yeah.
South side. So it looks like this is less, it looks like it's similar in location to your existing home?
Yeah, it's
not
it's actually, let's see,
is it
60 and the house, new house is
68?
63. 63, plus or minus, everybody says plus or minus.
But is your, I guess from the side property line, are you closer to it now with this new one or are you?
No,
for, okay.
No, the north side's right on where it's at, that one.
Okay,
is.
All right, so you're not going any
And the street side will be right on where it is now.
Okay, very good. Those are my questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application?
We have one.
Yeah, one. Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the variance as requested. We're familiar with the Cape Windsor, its uniqueness, it's small lots, can't otherwise be developed. It's not created by the applicant, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. They're asking for the minimum variance to provide relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee, a second by Mr. Workman. That we approve case number 12,060. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,060 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case.